You're listening to The Hit List with me, Noomi, and I'm joined by Serum from King of the Rollers and Katie B. Hello.
Hi, we've kind of like got exactly the same matching tops on, Serum.
Which has been the sunshine on the video call. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's giving daffodils. Do you know what I mean?
The colour coordination is impeccable.
It is. Springtime, isn't it? Yeah. Amazing.
How are you guys doing today?
Good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Actually enjoying the sun. Yeah,
it's nice.
In Scotland today.
Where has it been? So you have released a track called Paradise Together, which is a banger. First release for Kings of the Rollers since 2020. First release of the year from Katie B. How did this track come about? Like, who called who? Who started it off?
Yeah, so we had an instrumental track. It only had the vocal hook with the na na na's in it, and it'd been through quite a few iterations before we heard Katie was looking for some new music and sent a bunch, and that was kind of the one that landed, wasn't it?
Yeah, I heard it straight away, and I was like, yeah, this one is sick, and yeah, I just thought it was like really uplifting and. Yeah, it just gave me such a great feeling and had so much energy. Like, it was like, it feels happy, but also kind of melancholy as well. I don't know. That's my favorite kind of tune. So I was really excited to write to it.
There's like a little bit of drama to it as well, isn't there? There's like, there's a little bit of cinematicness to it that I quite like.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was kind of what we were going for. That's like a good word to use. We were trying to get like a sort of cinematic, a little bit kind of dreamlike kind of vibe going on with it.
Yeah.
So yeah, glad that came across.
So was it quite, once you'd kind of got together, was it basically like, here's the bass track, Katie, you wrote the vocals over the top, or did you like produce it a little bit? Was there a bit of back and forth?
There was a bit of back and forth. I think I've changed the verses a few times. There was a few random words in there that kind of, for a bit, I can't remember what they were, but I think that's like the third draft of verses. It just wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
It was really great to get the input from the boys, especially because, you know, you guys are out DJing quite a lot. So it was, yeah, really important and valuable getting that feedback. And I wanted to get it right, and I wanted everyone to love the track. So, yeah, I'm really happy with the finished product, definitely.
It's been through so many iterations, I think, on like every single side. Like, we'd kind of get a vocal draft, we'd change it a bit. It'd been through about four different drafts before it even got to you. I think, Katie, it's been like, it's been one of those tunes. It's like, sometimes you just write a song in a couple of hours and then it's finished. And this is like, we've really gone at it. And I'm glad that it's been received so well with all of that. Because sometimes you think you change it and you're like, oh my God, am I actually going to ruin this tune by doing this? But,
Well, the other day when I was practicing, because I'm going to do an acoustic version of it, and so in the studio, someone played like an old version of it. And I was like, "What the hell is this?" And I was like, "It sounds completely different," and it's so funny. It was kind of good to hear it because, obviously, as you said, like, you're scared of changing things so much. But I was like, "Oh my God, our tune now is so much better than that whatever version that was, version of 45 or I don't even know."
Oh God, I dread to think it's all spread across like five different computers. It's like, I don't know if I could ever find the bits again.
Have you saved the final version as like final version _ this one version 45? Play this live.
Yeah. Have you been hiding in our studios? Like, you'd make it as a producer knowing that. Yeah, definitely.
It's the only way that you should do version control. The more _, the better the track.
The minute you write final on it, it is not the final. Yeah.
But I do think you're right. Like, sometimes it does just take that little bit of tweaking. And sometimes there is that fear, you know, there's that thing of like, perfect is the opposite of done. Was there a moment where you were like, this is it, we've done it? Or were you just like, enough is enough, we're on 45, we got to stop?
Probably, yeah.
We got the song right, and then it was like mixed downs. And that was another really long process. But yeah, I really feel like it was all worth it, you know, like, yeah. all the different sort of iterations and messing around with it was definitely like, every time we added something new. Yeah, bit of a labor of love, this one.
Oh, amazing. Well, it's such a good track. I love the music video for it as well. Who came up with the concept?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was the director, Louis.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Amazing director. And it was just great because it was like basically going into the it was filmed in a nuclear bunker that was built in like the 70s. And so it was like everything was kind of already set up, like all the kind of Matrix green stuff was already there. And like, you know, the bit where I'm singing in like kind of like the red khaki outfit and the boys are in the background, that was like a radio station that was built, you know, just for, you know, just in case the end of the world or whatever, you know, no big deal. But like it was just, and then at the end where all the TVs are, that's in like the farmer's barn. Yeah, everything was kind of already there. So it was amazing. Yeah.
It's kind of like
a really cool
set.
Place just to go and have a walk around. We had our short little like kind of cameo in there and just spent most of the rest of the time like just exploring, looking around at all the stuff. And as the was producers, there was just like loads of cool gear in there.
Yeah, like all those computers and stuff like that. They were all like the original computers from back then. So yeah, it was great. It was like already set up.
It was like you going to like Chernobyl or something. It was mad. Yeah. It's a bit apocalyptic, wasn't it?
If anyone actually wants to visit it, like they can go and it's in Essex. It's near like, is it Brentwood, I think? So yeah. If anyone wants a day out.
I'm trying to remember what they called
it's
it.
Open at the weekend.
Amazing. Yeah. It reminds
They've got like paintball there, haven't they?
Hopefully not inside with all the vintage computers.
No. Yeah, I hope not, no.
It kind of reminded me of really obscure reference, you know, like it's like the second Captain America, where they go down into the bunker and they reveal that Hydra's been there the whole time, like with all of those old computers as well. It's kind of gave me like slight superhero vibes. That's a very niche nerd reference.
KMFM. This is the hit list. KMFM.
So I've seen on socials that you've performed the track live together. How was it like performing together? What was the crowd reaction like?
Awesome for us, yeah. Yeah, it was great. Like just something totally different for us to do. And Katie absolutely smashes it on stage. Like so good to work with.
Oh, yeah, it's been such a blast. Like I keep saying to you guys, like I just want to hijack every festival and just come out on stage. Because yeah, it's just always so much fun. Like it's like nice because I'm at the end of the set, so I have the whole set to just like get gassed up and get excited, and then I'm just like, yeah, this is amazing. I'm always like in my element. It's been a pleasure.
Not a bad way to get hyped for a set. Kings of the Rollers, just like hyping you up, getting ready to go.
How spoiled am I? Exactly. Yeah.
You always want to give the next act like something difficult to follow, and it doesn't really get much better than that.
We'll just bring out KTB. You're welcome.
Yeah. Have some of that. Yeah.
I did see that you are both listed on the bill for Love Saves the Day in Bristol, but not together on the bill. But are you planning on like a little cheeky joint performance?
Oh, we're keeping it like we're going to do some like, you know, mystery sets over the summer. But
oh, amazing.
There's a whole like, yeah, this is the bit that I always get wrong. So I have got a list of festivals, but we're keeping tight lips about where Katie will be appearing, but on our sets anyway. But we're doing like snow bombing this week, and yeah, Love Saves the Day, Park Life in Manchester, like Hideout, Hospitality on the Beach, Dream Beach, Boardmasters. There's more. The list was getting too long.
That's like you've got like some of the best festivals there, like Hideout, Boardmasters. Oh my God. But also, I quite like the tactic that you're like, we're keeping KTB a secret because now people are just going to have to come watch you everywhere because they don't know when it's going to be.
Yeah.
There you go.
Katie, obviously you don't have to tell us the ones that you're playing together, but are there any festivals that you're looking forward to this summer?
I'm just looking, I'm having to Google it right now, but I'm going to do Stand and Calling. Also, I'm playing in South London, which I'm really excited about, supporting Rudimental for their 10-year anniversary of their album. So I'm really excited for that. Also Oxfordshire at the Big Festival. Love Saves the Day. Tram Lines as well in Sheffield.
Oh,
as
amazing.
Well. So looking forward to that one as well. Yeah.
Nice.
And Flashback Festival, I think, in Manchester. Yeah, so that should be fun. Yeah.
So all over.
I need to actually find...
There's so many in there.
How do you find festival season? Like, is it kind of like the best because you've just there's just so much going on and you've got so much energy, or is it like do you have to like mentally prepare yourself like a marathon? Like, this is going to be intense and we got to get through it.
It is intense, yeah, very, very. It's so different. Like every festival has a different clientele, and they might be people like, I mean, for me, Katie, I'd say you're a lot more well known than us, but like we've kind of got our like core crowd, but we might be playing to like a lot of people who don't know us so well. So you've really got to like judge it and be like, right, prepare for who you're going to play to, and sort of, you know, feel things out through the set. But that's, you know, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah, sometimes that's like the beauty of it, when you're like, okay, I'm gonna have to like, it's, you know, that you're not playing to just your fans, and that you have to win the crowd over, and you know that, especially if there's a few other tents on at the time or stages, like you're like, when you have like a full tent or lots of people that come and stay watching you, you're like, oh, that's, it's a nice feeling, because you're like, they could go elsewhere and watch something else, but you're holding them. You know, but yeah, definitely. I've been in the same position as that as well. I think I played a festival in Norway once, and it was like on the bill with like Billy Idol and like Kiss, the band Kiss as well. And I just remember loads of rockers in the crowd. And I was like, oh my God, I don't know if this is their thing. Like,
like, you're on a knife edge,
Yeah, I was just like, oh, okay. But you know, like the three people that were watching me, I think they enjoyed it. But yeah, there was beautiful scenery as well. But.
There will be an intersection of that Venn diagram. There will be Kiss and Katie B fans.
Actually, do you know what? There was one fan that I had, Phil, big up Phil, who was a massive Kiss fan and a Katie B fan. So yeah, big up Phil. Newcastle.
Eclectic music taste. We love it. I'm conscious of the time, so I'm just going to finish up with what's next? What can we expect next?
Well, there's like loads of music in the pipeline. We haven't really, we're trying to decide on what our next releases are going to be, but there's a whole heap of stuff in the going around in the studio at the moment. So we're just going to decide. I mean, there will be remixes of Paradise.
Nice.
Coming. So more news to follow. Yeah. But then, lots more music through the year. We've been working hard in the studio.
Can't wait. And Katie, any solo stuff coming out?
I hope so. I hope so. I'm always writing. I'm trying to work towards like a new album, I suppose. I'm kind of just getting into the groove of things and trying new things. And but I think I'm looking forward to performing over the summer, and hopefully I've got new stuff coming out in like the autumn, I reckon.
You just perform, have a good time, get back to people, and then the writing can begin. You can have inspiration from the festivals. You can be like, oh, I saw something in a crowd and I have to write a song about that because that was cooked.
I think so. I definitely do get lots of inspiration from festivals. You know, even Paradise, you know, was heavily influenced by like just like Glastonbury and feeling like you're lost in a bubble, like that lyric where it's like, in this world where we are gods forever lost, it's like I can just imagine like me and my friends like running around a festival, like just hoping that it would just never end, this like dream world, but it always does, you know. And like, you know, Perfect Stranger, I wrote about being at a festival. And so, yeah, I'm hoping those lightning bolt moments come to me, definitely.
I hope they do too, because I can't wait to hear them. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hi, this is Tiran from Kings of the Rollers.
And Katie V on KMFM.